The word today is considerate. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. Being kind and thoughtful toward others is something that does not come naturally to us. Wanting to be first, pushing to get ahead, and making sure we win are often the sinful motivations of, sadly, even some Christians' behavior. Jesus showed us how to put others first, and if necessary, to even lay down our life for others. Here to share more about this beautiful teaching is Bible scholar Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Consider It.
Today we'll discuss a passage that, as we grow in faith and maturity in Jesus Christ, takes on more and more importance. And there are principles that Christians live by, like telling the truth, speaking the truth. But as we mature in faith, we start to internalize this more and more. It comes from Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 25. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. When we are younger, we have a tendency to focus on individuals as role models of success or achievement. Sometimes it's an athlete, and we idolize them because they are so fantastic in their sport. And even though we are not to hold up individuals to that degree, sometimes we can't help it, wish that we were like them or that we had their capabilities. And this can motivate us to push hard and to try to achieve goals. Others look at leaders in the business world, and they find them to be great role models, and so they want to make a lot of money, and they want to rise through the ranks of leadership. And there's all kinds of ways that we can look at others and wish that we were similar, and then find motivation to pursue those things. Well, oftentimes that has a lot of worldliness in it. This seeking to improve ourselves, seeking to rise through the ranks, this kind of thinking often doesn't combine a great deal of empathy or compassion. You've heard people say it's a dog-eat-dog world, or that you're swimming with the sharks, as though you have to push and strive, and if you have to step over somebody, it's okay. Well, I just want you to stop and think for a moment that Jesus portrays a very different mindset and worldview. In fact, he told the story of the Good Samaritan, the individual who found a man wounded on the road to Jericho, and others, for whatever reasons they had stepped over him, had passed by. They weren't demonstrating kindness and mercy and compassion, but Jesus really highlights the love and the kindness of the Samaritan man who bound up the wounded and took him to an inn and even paid the bills for his recovery. Boy, that's a strong message about the different qualities and the different priorities of a Christian versus someone in the world. In fact, when you look at our role model, Jesus, you see that he is all about compassion and mercy, and that he offers himself for us. He suffers and dies for us, giving of himself so that we can be forgiven, so that we can be healed. It's important to remember that the attitude of mercy and compassion is one of the foremost characteristics of God, and he wants to see that in us as well. Maybe that's why I like this passage in Ephesians 4, because it has a sense of looking out for the other person. You've heard it said that we have to look out for ourselves and that we have to make sure we get ours. And yet, the body of Christ doesn't work that way. Jesus was trying to teach his apostles as they traveled with him for 12 years to constantly look for the needy, for the sick, for the person who called out to Jesus for healing. There were times when the apostles tried to tell such people to shut up, or they wanted to send them away, but the Savior never did. He invites those who are sick, who are hurting, who are struggling, the depressed, the wounded, the people who are isolated or outcasts, the individuals who are persecuted. These are all invited to come to the Lord Jesus. And those who then have come and are part of the body of Christ, the church, we're supposed to show empathy and compassion to others. One of the things that will really build your relationships is to speak truthfully. The Christian is supposed to be a person of honesty, integrity. I remember Jesus saying, "Let your yes be yes and your no be no." We're supposed to tell honestly how we feel. Otherwise, how are you supposed to make progress? And then it also talks about anger. As you get older and more mature in the faith, you start to, through the power of the Holy Spirit, set aside some of the anger that can come as young people. You know, it's interesting that in the course of your life, either you live with the mercy and the grace of God and you apply that to other people and you let go of injustices, or you move on and you don't harbor thoughts of revenge, or else you act like the world does, and you hold grudges, and you want retaliation, and you will never forgive that person for what they have done to you. You know, that makes your life bitter. It just is like a poison that goes into your spirit, and then it just seeps the life out of you. It just sucks the joy out of your life. In verse 26, especially in relation with other believers, it says, "In your anger, do not sin." Kind of interesting how it's not telling us that we can't be angry. Anger is a normal emotion, just like joy, just like fear. Anger will come. If the situation changes, our anger could flare up quickly. But what the admonition here is, in your anger, do not sin. In other words, when you feel that strong impulse of anger, then we have to keep a rein on our tongues, as we're taught in the book of James. And we don't lash out, and we don't take permission to retaliate or to become aggressive and physical. The Christian does not sin in anger, but instead tries to commend this to God. I've heard many people refer to verse 26, where it says, "Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry." And they talk about it in relationships between husband and wife, or between mother and father and children. But you realize that this is a discussion with all Christians. We are to be quick to seek reconciliation with our brother and sister in our church, or the person with whom we are discussing who's also a believer and we have a difference of opinion. if there's some anger, we should be seeking reconciliation and unity. The exchanging of forgiveness is the goal. And then verse 29, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths. How easy it is to pick up the vulgarity and the ugliness of the world. We all have had times where it slips into our vocabulary and then we have to purge it as though it's a foreign object to us. It's a constant struggle in order to maintain pure lips while the world around us is so vile. You see all these things, and it wraps up with verse 32, where it says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other as God in Christ forgave you. Through the years, I've put less focus on the people who are aggressive, the people who are trying to achieve, the people who are trying to climb the ladder, so to speak. And I've spent more time observing and trying to learn from individuals that are meek, that are humble, that don't push themselves to the front of the line or shove in order to get what they want. There are some beautiful spiritual lessons and lessons how to be Christ-like by paying attention to the calm spirit in a person, by looking and learning from someone who puts others first, for someone who forgives the wrongs that are done. I guarantee you are going to find more closeness with God and peace as you learn to emulate Jesus Christ, your Savior, who is the source of forgiveness, and as you look to show compassion and mercy. Don't make the aggressive, worldly people your role model. Watch the kind, the compassionate, the generous people, and learn to grow in your faith similar to them. I know you will find joy, you will find contentment, you will find tremendous blessings from God as you learn to be compassionate to one another and that you forgive each other just as God in Jesus Christ has forgiven your sins. Find joy through being compassionate and generous.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.